Yosef is sent by his father Yaakov to find out how his brothers are doing. And we know how this story ends. It ends with Yosef being sold into slavery. But on the way, we have an interesting meeting that the Torah elaborates on. Three psukim. Vayimtzeihu ish. Not Yosef meets the man. A man finds Yosef. V'hine toeh baderech. And Yosef is lost and he can't find his brother. And the man asks him, what are you looking for? And he says, of course, ominously, et achai anochi mevakesh. I'm searching, seeking my brothers. This is the second parsha in a row where we find this ish who suddenly pops up. Last week we saw in Parsha Vayishlach how the night before Yaakov's meeting with Esav, he struggles with this ish, also mysterious. What is the meaning of these two ishim, these two ishes? The Ramban on this week's parsha tells us that the Torah elaborates on this meeting where Yosef gets directions to find his brothers to teach us four words, Hagzera emet v'charitzut sheker, that ultimately what carries the day is God's direction as opposed to all of our efforts. We should realize that Yosef is going to be sold down to Mitzrayim, not just because the brothers happen to want that, but God wants the family to move down to Egypt. And of course, the brothers are guilty. They're culpable. But God is making sure that this process becomes possible. God puts this ish in the right place to make sure that Yosef finds his brothers. And so we can hear this interaction about Et Al-Chai Anochi Mevakesh. Last week's parsha also, this ish is more than just something by chance. It's important for Yaakov to have this struggle, to overcome this ish, and to have the confidence to confront Esav the next morning. The Ramban uses this idea in explaining the earlier part of the story as well, where Yosef is sent to look for his brothers, and it says, Vayishlachehu me'emek chevron. Me'emek chevron. What does the emek here mean? So Rashi tells us, quoting the Medrash, Me'etza amuka shel oso tzadik. It's the deep advice of that tzaddik who's buried in Chevron, Avraham, who has made the promise to him that his family would develop into a great nation, and that will happen in Mitzrayim. And the Ramban quotes it this way, Lahashlim etza amuka, to make sure that that intention would actually fulfill itself. There's a huge lesson here about these perchance meetings that we have in life. They're not really coincidences. They are coincidences where God ensures that certain directions take place. We're, of course, responsible for our decisions, but God is steering through the hands of history. And this is something important for us to keep in mind in eras like the COVID era, where we're so unnerved by what's going on, and vaccine, no vaccine, what will be, to realize that there is a guiding hand of God operating behind the scenes, and we obviously have to make responsible decisions, but to realize that the people who find us and the direction that things go in is being planned from above.